Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard, and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
And we're back on WPTF with hour number three already. This will be the last show for the year. Next week, the Tar Heels have a date with a bowl game, and it's going to be a very early bowl game. Airtime, well, I don't know if the kickoff is around 11, but their pregame starts at 9 o'clock, so there's only an hour. So what we're going to do is run a best-of hour. So it'll be an hour from basically from last December, and hope you enjoy that. And I will be at sitting out on Topsail Island, probably not doing a whole lot. But I want to wish everybody and thank everybody for another wonderful year on this program. It is so much fun. It's I'm at 72. I'm still working 6 days a week, and what I do during the week is a hard job to me because I have to constantly think and all of that. Whereas on this show, it's pretty relaxed and we just kind of cut up and have a good time. That's how it's evolved into at any rate. But one thing that hasn't changed in years is our association with the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and that goes back, I think, probably to the 50s, maybe the 40s on WPTF. We used to have the Farm Hour and the Early Bird Hour and all that stuff, and folks at the Farmers Market would participate in that and kind of transition to the Weekend Gardener back in the 80s when we were first starting up, in the late 80s, I guess. when Irv and I were doing it, we started having Charlie Edwards on. And it's worked out pretty well now. Brother Billy's out there this morning. There's no pumpkins. There's frost on something, I'm sure, Billy.
Yeah, it's a little cool this morning.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's not as cold as I thought it was going to be. Tomorrow is going to be colder. So I guess that cold air is still moving in from Canada. But, you know, it's supposed to feel like that this time of year. I like it. Like wrapping up. So what do you have? I'm sure you got a lot of greens. Let's start with the kale.
Yeah, let's go with that.
There we go. We'll get Rufus out of the way to start with.
Yeah, let's just get it out of the way. I'm sure you got that. And then turnip salad and mustard greens and all that.
We do, and collards.
Hmm. Yeah, good old collards. Now, Nelson, do you prefer collards or turnip salad and mustard greens? I like those mixed.
I do like that mix, but it has been a while since I've had that, so I'm going to go with collards.
Okay.
It's just...
Rufus, what about you? Do you like collards or
collards, turnip salad? Collards.
All right.
All the way.
Well, I
guess ham hock, a lot of vinegar.
And I can do collards without vinegar. I would say when I had the turnip greens and mixed greens, probably do a little vinegar to it. Yeah.
Joel, you don't care, do you? Okay. I didn't think he cared about them. But I like turnip greens. And my mama and sweet Melissa both fix. I'm sure Melissa does it because my mother did it. Puts fat back.
Oh, you got to have the fat back.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. My mother liked ham hock and cabbage. That was a good combination.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good.
An excellent combo. I love cooked cabbage. Melissa would rather eat it raw.
I can do cabbage. Either way. I loved cooked cabbage.
No salt.
Take the salt in your hand, and then dip the raw cabbage down there and get a little dose of salt every time you eat it.
Red pepper flakes in my cabbage.
Oh, my.
That's red pepper.
That's getting uptown, isn't it, Billy?
That sounds okay to me.
That kind of
cornbread and red pepper flake cabbage.
It deadens my taste buds. That red stuff. That red. I'll eat the red cabbage, but not the red pepper. But I like the idea. What kind of cornbread?
Got to be jalapeno cheddar.
Cornbread. Now my mama used. She put a little bacon grease in a cast iron pan, and she would use the white cornmeal, and it was just water and a little salt and cornmeal.
This stuff they give you in restaurants so much called cornbread.
It's
nothing
sweet.
But cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yellow. Some of my cornbread.
Yellow. Oh, that's the way to make
that's yellow.
Cornbread.
It's yellow cornmeal.
See, we use white cornmeal.
White cornbread.
Yeah,
white cornbread.
Yellow cornmeal with, and I cut up one of my jalapenos and I do a little sweet onion and a cup of cheddar and mix it up, put it in a cast
Getting
iron.
Getting hungry now.
Yeah.
And I do use some bacon grease in the bottom. It's good.
So, Billy, we've run through the greens. You got plenty of them. Yeah.
And we got the cornmeals and stuff like that.
Yeah, y'all got cornmeals up in the market shops.
Yeah.
What else? Do you have apples? We were out there yesterday. I saw apples. Melissa went out there specifically to get those tunnel-grown strawberries.
Yes, and I was down there talking to him this morning, and he had blueberries as well.
Wow.
Oh, no, really?
I don't know that I saw those
yesterday.
And he may not have yesterday, but he did have them this morning.
Well, I'd be by there, Billy. And another thing, too, that I thought of, if you're thinking about Christmas Day dinner, I still call it dinner. Go by Judy Montague's and get one of those huge variety pack like she brought up to us at the market last time. And that'll serve about 20 people.
That'll fatten you up.
I assume that Judy's still out there, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm sure
she was out there the other day, or Joe was.
Yeah.
That's old Judy yesterday out here.
Judy.
Judy.
Right. And her husband makes beautiful Brunswicks, too.
He does.
Wonderful.
That's a real art.
Yeah.
And everybody can't make that.
They make it in these gigantor kettles. But, yeah, I've been to a couple of their Brunswick stew family outings on the farm. It's really good.
Well, you can buy it at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
He'll sell you a cup there.
Yeah, we'll have to try that. there. I'm very particular about that.
You go up to that church sometimes up. Seems like there's a church, one of the oldest churches that's been doing Brunswick Stew the longest, that you've made a road trip to. I remember you talking about.
Oh, yeah, in Brunswick, Virginia.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was good.
I got you.
But, you know, a lot of it is too sweet.
I know.
I mean, you put a little dab of sugar in a lot of these old recipes, but some people hot sauce. That's I guess that would counteract it. But at any rate, everything, the nabs.
Yeah, those are sweet.
They're too sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Not if you stick to the Lance, they're going to be okay.
No, they're too sweet, too.
Well, maybe I guess if you want a Christmas tree, you might get a pretty good deal on one right now.
Yeah, y'all got some Christmas trees. Smelled good down there yesterday.
Oh, it does. And we'll have Christmas trees right on this, the New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you know, it's old Christmas, so, yeah. So some people just start decorating this weekend. So go out, make a point of buying a Christmas tree, Fraser fir, from the North Carolina mountains and help out those people who suffered so much up in the mountains of North Carolina.
And today, down the farmer's field, we have one to pop up, so you can go and get the produce with sweet potatoes and turnips and all them greens and kale and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of baked goods down under the shelter and a lot of gift ideas. I know one of the vendors down there makes these big old box guitars, and then one of the guys has oil for your beard and make you smell good and make your beard all nice and soft.
Huh.
I have that problem. I know y'all don't wear
it. I've never used oil on my beard. It's an idea. Yeah. Oh, Joel, you like that? Okay. All right. Got a testimonial here.
Well, I'll be out there in about an hour to get me some cinnamon raisin sourdough bread and a few little things from that bakery.
Oh, that's just we were doing the show last week, and Melissa and I were out there yesterday. It just smells so good in the market shops. And especially this time of year, it smells like Christmas year round. You go in there, you got all that cinnamon and everything, and there's so many fun things to see in there. It'll take you a long time if you have a little while. Go in there and make some time to walk around and look at all the things that the vendors have out there.
It's a treasure.
Seafood, you can buy some fresh seafood. You can buy coffee from 321 Coffee, Billy, and canned goods.
Gift baskets
of all kinds, and I'm sure folks have run out of ideas for gifts for some people, but you can really get some ideas out there, and Nancy Joe's cakes and.
Let me tell you about something. Yesterday, I went to this party. I'm not going to say where it was, and they tried to mimic the Rufus dog.
and they
let him get cold, and it wasn't fitting to eat. I don't want to talk bad about. No, I went to the party, but it was all cold and wasn't fitting to eat. You need to get it hot there at the grill.
Yeah, the bun needs to be hot. The grill, the dog needs to be hot. The chili needs to be hot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I have one more thing about the Rufus dog.
All right.
If you go down there and ask them what I order when I go down there, to make the Rufus dog perfect, you have to have two of them.
I agree. I'm sure, counselor, you would say the same thing.
I go on that. They come in pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nelsa? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no mayonnaise on it.
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't do the mayo.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That just wouldn't fit. Billy, hold on. We'll hold Billy over here a second so we can run a couple of commercials, and we'll talk more about the restaurants out there since we're on an eating mood. We're on an eating jag this morning. Eat, eat, eat. We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardner, Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market. Billy, let's take up with the restaurants. Of course, we mentioned the Market Grill with the Rufus Dog, and they have they have great breakfast there too. But another place, if you want a be able to have a sit-down meal for breakfast or lunch at a State Farmers Market restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Them great big biscuits and...
I know.
Sausage and... Oh. Yeah, or do like Rufus and go for the sausage gravy biscuit. That'll be good.
Sausage gravy biscuit. Rufus likes that.
I like it, but when you like the vegetable over the plate.
You like the vegetable plate too at lunch.
Yeah, I've done that before. But that sausage and biscuit is so big, Billy, that the gravy runs out over the edge of the plate.
See, I like the big link sausage, and I'll kind of cut that in half and put it in the biscuit. Get a couple of eggs and some ribs. Oh, I'll tell you, we've just talked about food too much this morning because I had yogurt for breakfast.
Well, Michael's always going to get breakfast, even if we're there at lunchtime.
Yeah.
He's going to get breakfast.
I just love their breakfast.
I have a purple sweet potato. I don't like, kind of like a donut. It's kind of like a whoopie pie. I got down here at the market at the bakery store. They're up under the farmer's building today. But purple sweet potato cake and stuff, they're awesome.
Wow.
Purple sweet potato cake?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That sounds right interesting.
It does.
It certainly does.
Sounds good.
We have a couple of different vendors, like craft vendors, will come out just like maybe on the weekend or Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday that make cakes and stuff out of purple sweet potatoes.
Huh.
And
wow.
And we sell sweet potatoes, under Farmer's Warren with our produce farmers.
Well, it's nothing like a sweet potato pie, and I bet this one's a cake. Huh. Mm-hmm. Never had a sweet potato cake. Have you, Nelson?
I don't think so.
Your mama's never made a sweet potato cake?
I mean, I've had like a sweet potato flapjack.
Yeah, no, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I never had that either.
Crisco. Yeah. Fry them in Crisco.
Yeah.
Fry them in Crisco.
A potato cake in Crisco.
Absolutely.
Your mama didn't use lard?
Well, she graduated some. They scared her to death one time. She'd have these big gallon jars of lard.
Yeah.
And enough there to poison the whole world. But
make lye soap out of it?
Sure did make good biscuits.
Mm.
And now all your famous chefs in the country advocate going back to lard.
Well, I'll tell you, they're bound to use lard at the State Farmers Market for those biscuits.
Yeah. They taste too good not be lard.
Yeah.
I can't tell everything I see over there.
I know they got their secrets.
These big bags of flour, I mean, like, humongous, and they're just stacked up. I don't know how many biscuits they make a week.
I don't know, but they're some talented people.
Yeah.
and if you want really good service, they have it. They have it there. Now, at the seafood market, they don't open up until 11. I guess, what time does the farmer's market restaurant open up? 5?
5:36.
Close about 3. Now, Kemp at the seafood place opens up about 11.
Mm-hmm.
But you can smell that seafood, fried seafood all over the place. So you go to the farmer's market.
And you get to see Kemp.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a good restaurant owner, you're always there. You gotta watch everything to make sure it's up to standards.
Fried to perfection.
Fried to perfection. So, what do you like at the seafood restaurant, Billy?
I like shrimp.
You like the shrimp. You like the big shrimp or the little shrimp? Calabash.
Calabash.
Yeah.
And, I do not like clam chowder, but I like Kemp's clam chowder.
It is good.
Yeah.
I do not. Anybody ask me, do you want some? I said no. First two or three times I told the ones I went down there to eat with that, no, I don't like clam chowder. And he said, well, here, take the cup anyway and just try it. And I was like, man, I don't like it. Guess what? He made a believer out of it.
Great. Wow. So that's milk-based?
Just milk-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, New England style.
New England style, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clam chowder. Now, I don't care for that other style.
Manhattan.
I don't care for that.
And then there's in the eastern North Carolina, down the coast, they have kind of a mix, sort of.
I would say it almost seems like it's different at every different restaurant you try.
Yeah, fish stews, and I mean,
exactly.
It kind of gets all mixed up.
It's kind of a mix, yeah.
But, yeah, and I like the crab cake sandwich there and the French fries at the seafood restaurant. And we just continue talking about food. So, Billy, did we leave out anything?
The only thing we're going to that I think we may have left out is we do close our one day a year.
And that's Christmas Day.
Then we're going to close on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, and we will reopen about midnight on Christmas Day, you know, that night. And then the market open at regular time.
Well, Billy, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We got to go.
Yes, sir.
We got to go
Merry
to the
Christmas.
News. Thanks very much. We'll see you soon. We are packed. We only have a half hour left. And we haven't played any Christmas music this morning. We've been talking about food so much. Joel, can you find some Johnny Mathis?
Some Bing Crosby.
Or Bing Crosby or whatever. Well, Rufus, what do you want to hear?
Oh, I'm Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Well, I don't know. I got a penny in my pocket. Let's. I found it on the floor.
Oh, that'd be Ben Franklin. Play some Ben Franklin.
You flip this thing. Heads, we play Burl Ives. Tails, we play play something by Bing Crosby. How's that?
Oops, it's lost again.
It's heads. See if you can find some Burl Ives, like Holly Jolly Christmas. Is that what you want, Mr.
Yeah.
Secretary?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Nelson.
No, it's all good, buddy.
We'll sing White Christmas at the end of the show or something. lost my penny.
Excuse me while I pick up my penny here.
Found it on the ground. It was heads up, so that's good luck, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's always good luck. Never leave a penny on the ground.
All right. Well, it's safely back in my pocket now. continuing on, Nelsa, these plants that we've got, like Christmas cactus and poinsettias and cyclamen, for goodness sake, most people, I think, would like to keep them going for a while after Christmas. That's a hard task sometimes.
So, and they're all a little bit different. So, I mean, the cactus we've sort of already addressed. They do prefer to have cooler temperatures even while they are in bloom, versus the poinsettia, quite the opposite. It prefers a pretty moderate heat, pretty good heat. It doesn't like to be cold. So, you know, in your home, you probably don't really want it below 65, 68. And again, the air in our house this time of year tends to be much drier, lower humidity. So you want to be wary of it drying out, but a poinsettia is not one of those plants that you want to mist or get water on the foliage. So just keeping the soil moist, not wet, saturated. And same thing, cyclamens, oh my goodness, they do not like cold feet and they do not like to be wet.
Yeah. And for goodness sakes, when you get one, take that wrapper
that
off of
foil,
the bottom.
Good, yeah, yes, take that.
The cyclamens like light.
They do, not direct, but yes, they do like light.
Melissa and I have had a lot of trouble with cyclamen.
That soil gets cold. I think the key is watering with those. Like you hardly want to water, but you have to keep it warm, so you've got to keep some moisture on the foliage.
It will tell you when it needs water. They'll droop over.
They will, but then people tend to saturate, and you say, leave it in that foil. And then the soil gets cold.
So it's probably better to water from the bottom?
Yes.
Is that true of most houseplants?
Pretty much so, yeah.
So find you a nice...
And another thing, I mean, people are, you know, amaryllis. I mean, that's a great plant this time of year.
Oh, I found a really good one this year. It is just going crazy.
Yeah, I saw, a bunch at Logan's when I was shopping there and picked up a few, but... Yeah, I mean, amaryllis, that's another great plant. And the good thing, too, is even here, you know, at Christmas or just after Christmas, there'll be some garden shops that'll still have some. I mean, buy them, and they may even be at a discounted rate because you'll continue to pot and be able to have beautiful flowers.
My mother-in-law used to put them outside, and they'd come up.
Well, we put them outside. I've got several planted at the Garden Hut and at our farm, and they'll flower in the summer.
How deep do you plant them?
You want to just sink the bulb in the ground, and the stem, the neck is kind of right there at the surface.
Kind of like a iris?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, like a bearded iris.
You do that, Rufus, with amaryllis?
Yeah, I have several come up.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, for indoor winter color, go get you some leftover or picked over amaryllis. They're fabulous. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Brings you great joy in color.
Right. You continue Christmas for a while.
That's right.
If you have all of those out.
And even you may find some other bulbs that are somewhat of, low cool temperatures. But, you know, if you see crocus or other spring flowering bulbs, go ahead and get them. And after this quick freeze we're getting ready to have, get them in the ground, and then we're going to have some more cold. I've been looking at the extended forecast. Mm-hmm. So, I love when spring wakes up and all of the fresh little jonquils, daffodils, things of that nature. I mean, it's just a lot of joy, a lot of fun.
I like winter and fall.
I like of our seasons. I just love all of our
hot. That's my problem. I don't like having to drive to work in snow. I never relished that idea.
I like all our seasons.
But other than that, I mean, I like being at home with a little snow. So I mean, I'm a real quandary. I'm a real quandary here. But I don't know. It's just I don't know what part of the state they get too much snow up in the mountains. Of course, they don't get a lot of snow up there anymore.
Not much anymore.
As much.
Mm-hmm. Love the mountains. Love the coast, too.
They make a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, something we'll take up when we come back. Stan says he's moved out to McGee's Crossroads area. The builder sodded the front yard with Bermuda, but only rye in the back. And in the spring, of course, that's going to go away. So he needs to put something out. He said he didn't like Bermuda very much. He kind of likes centipede. Centipede worked well in Johnston County.
Oh, yeah, either one. Yeah. And it's probably going to be less expensive to do a centipede. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll address that. Yeah.
I thought about the holy child that Christmas long ago. And that was when I say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
Would you like to sing along with it, Rufus?
Oh, my. What a beautiful, beautiful voice.
He's satisfied now, Jim.
I am satisfied.
Thank you. We were. I was afraid he was.
I was about to have a breakdown there.
Yeah, because he wanted more Burl Ives, who spent a lot of time in North Carolina. He was from Washington State or Oregon State or something. But when he was famous, he was fairly portly, and he would come to Duke Hospital for the rice diet.
Oh, yes.
He had a lot of famous people. Buddy Hackett, I'm told, had a house down here. He spent so much time. He had him a house. Hmm. So, and I'm told, I don't know if it's fiction, but Burl Ives had a boat on in Moorhead City. But that's that's what I heard as a child.
I know one time I saw a big black limousine roll up, and they'd come from Duke, and all these fat people poured out and went into a restaurant. I thought, isn't that something?
So they chartered them a Cadillac. Limousine. How about that? To go to get some goodies. They escaped for a while. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's hard to keep your body in check. It's hard to maintain that diet, but it's hard to maintain a car sometimes, or your SUV or truck, unless you go to somebody who will work hard to take care of it for you. King's Auto Service has a good checkup no matter what kind of time of year. They work on American vehicles and the Japanese vehicles. And they got it down pat because they've been in business since 1946 in downtown Raleigh. And some smart people over there. You can even get your wiper blades changed there. They'll tell you, you don't have to have it done right now, but they're going to tell you what's wrong with your vehicle, what you should have done next. And they can take care of your car, make it last a whole lot longer. And it's just like going to the doctor. You go for physicals, hopefully. And this is one for your vehicle. Going to King's Auto Service. Just follow their guidelines, and you'll be very, very happy with your car. And if it's time to get rid of your car, they will let you know that too. if you've had it too long and you've gotten all you're going to get out of it, and you know, cars are made pretty well now, so they last a long time, and you know, there's not as much maintenance, but what maintenance you need, they can fulfill all of that. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at King's that are ready to diagnose and give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack replacement for less than a dealer will charge for that replacement. And this usually happens around 150,000 miles or so, but they can last a lot longer. But just get it checked here and there. And that 12-volt battery, they certainly don't last as long as they used to because we have so much electronic stuff on the cars now. I mean, just they work them to death. So get those checked when you're at King's. Well, they will anyway, but you can get a little battery check, a courtesy battery analysis for the hybrid battery pack or for your little battery, the 12-volt battery. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. So Centipede would be good for Stan's backyard that we were talking about. He's moved to McGee's Crossroads. He's got built house. He's got Bermuda. Quite often in the sandier portions of our state, the builders are putting Bermuda.
Yeah, I mean,
in the yard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bermuda is certainly tough. I mean, Centipede, if that's what he prefers, that's a great turf grass too. You know, I feel like if you have kids that are very active and outdoors, Bermuda may stand up a little better with foot traffic. But Centipede's great. It's durable. Tends to be a little bit of a lighter green. Doesn't have that green sheen like a Bermuda or Tifway Bermuda. But both are great superior grasses and probably are going to do better in an area like that versus, you know, obviously the annual rye just there to hold the soil and it's going to die out when it gets warm. But certainly wouldn't recommend putting in fescue. But getting Centipede or Bermuda back there would be great.
Yeah. And I don't know. Zoysia, I mean, you could do Zoysia, couldn't
you? Could do Zoysia.
It's going to be more expensive.
It is going to be more expensive. And the thing with Centipede, you know, I guess Bermuda too, but you could seed it, but, you know, it takes a long time.
It does.
So sprigging or plugging or even if you can sod a sizable area and then plug and patch as you move or expand your lawn. But same time, I minimize the lawn and put nice, you know, borders or perimeters or little gardens around the tucked areas behind the turf.
Right. And I don't know if the Bermuda extends around the sides of the house. If so, that might start getting into the
eventually.
Centipede eventually if it has enough sun. Because Bermuda and Centipede both need plenty of sun, a little more so than some of the Zoysia varieties.
Yeah, Zoysia do full sun, but will tolerate some shade, and so will some Centipede, but yeah.
Yeah, so keep that in mind too. But yeah, warm season is grass is what you need. And when we say the warm season, that's starting in May. So when should he, if he's using sod, probably May.
Well, if he's using sod, yes. I mean, as soon as it starts greening up, you know, I definitely wouldn't lay it out.
And that's the best way, really, to go.
That's the most foolproof way. Yeah. But May, June, July, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I know out at our state farmers market, something we may not have brought up today, but Supersod, they carry it and they, you know, source from some of their local farms and other sod farms.
And they can find somebody to put it in for you, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good place to go. And they have plots of sod out there, so you can choose what you want.
Test plots that you can look at.
And talk to them.
Yeah.
Those folks have a lot of knowledge. So, go out to Supersod. That's a good place to start your journey with this, Dan. And appreciate you getting in touch with us about it. But I think all of us would certainly recommend the warm season grass, just like you have in the front yard. And since you don't like Bermuda and you like centipede, by golly, if you like centipede, Stan, you get you a good stand of that.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. Anything we can
Let me describe what.
Oh, please do.
Gift.
You got a nice gift
that Nelsa brought me.
And I'm just disappointed with Nelsa that nothing jumped out when she opened the box.
Well, it's a beautiful cigar box. And I thought, oh my Lord, she's got me some more poison sticks. But it says on the top of it, Barn and Garden. Uh-huh. And inside this is a Seed Saver box kit. Cigar box, 5 seed in envelopes, 5 glass tubes with corks, 5 metal rounds with a clear top, and 1 wax marker. Now, I'm all set to save seeds, and I've been told by Nelsa again I mainly want to preserve my cousin Gladys's wonderful tomato from Jonesboro, Tennessee, because she died recently, and I want to remember her. And I went through Nelsa again about just cut out the seed part of the tomato, put it on a newspaper, take out as much of the mush as you can, let it dry, pick out the seeds, then put them on another sheet, let them dry. Just a drying process. But I'm glad about this little cute gift box I've got here.
Does it come with any instructions?
Well, no.
On saving seeds?
Well, it does.
Just a kit.
on the this little seed saver, it says seed name, seed variety, date collected, growth habits, so you keep up with your seeds.
Wow, that's like your own science kit.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep your own little journal.
I love it. And when we'll take this box, too, and reuse it for the super kids.
There you go.
Where, as you know, those of you who've been, I take about 40 cigar boxes, put a $100 bill in one of them, and sell the boxes for 20 as a little fundraiser gimmick at the super kids. So this box will be reused.
Oh, wow.
For good cause.
That's nice.
In many ways.
All right.
So thank you, Nelsa.
That's wonderful. Nice description there.
I'm very blessed.
Yeah. People, we'll talk in some, we've talked over the years about saving seeds for things, and Craig LaHoulier certainly does a lot of that, and we'll have to mention
he
that.
He and Gerald.
Gerald, of course, does, too.
Yeah. So Craig is going to send me some more Rufus tomato seeds, I'm sure.
Yeah. We need to get Craig on the show, and certainly we had him on, I don't know, a few weeks ago, talking about, they were really affected up there.
And my mama, she got seed everywhere.
I bet she does.
Man.
I bet she does. Well, good morning to her. All right, we'll be back briefly here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.
Yeah, she got
friends you know and everyone you meet.
All right, we're back. Gosh, we have less than 4 minutes. What can you spout out in 4 minutes, Nelsa, that will help listeners? Is there anything? Are you doing anything in your landscape today? Or
I'm going to plant 50 tulips.
Okay.
You're planting tulips today?
Well, I hope to have some help from Palmer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And I bought me one of those
particular color
electrified augers.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and then Rufus, if you're doing that, and of course, hopefully you're going to top dress it with a little bit of warmth after you auger it.
I certainly will.
Top dress it. And then I would probably take a light water or spray or hose, if you will, and kind of water them in to settle those air spaces with the cold coming?
A very set thing. I plant nothing unless I water it. I don't care if it's raining.
Yeah. Well, that is a good rule of thumb. And then also, just for our listeners, you want to definitely make sure you disconnect these hoses and get the water out of the hose pipe, or at least disconnect your hoses with the cold that's coming, so that you don't have any kind of freeze or anything like that.
Yep.
I'll even leave at my house. I'll probably leave my water in my lower part of my house.
Well, I have mine down in the ground.
Good idea.
Good.
Yeah.
But if your faucet's sticking up, you better undo your hose.
Yeah.
Or get some warmth for it somehow.
Yeah.
Get them a coat of some type. Yeah. Wrap them in something.
My daddy used to put a light bulb down in the...
Yeah, well, people still do that for the pump house.
The garden hut for my... basically, the irrigation that runs the garden hut, I've got a light bulb with a little timer on it, and if it drops below 32, that light bulb comes on where the backflow meter valve and all that is. Mm-hmm. So that helps. Yep.
Well, we used to have to change the bulb out at the farm for the pump for the house.
Yeah. By the way, we heard from Joe the bouncer. He said, "Keep that Burl Ives music going." Well, I'm glad you agree with me.
Well, she wanted Bing Crosby, but you won.
Well, it was a toss of the coin.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Holy moly.
We're just going so fast this morning. I'm just going to start talking faster.
Yeah.
Well, Nelson, thank you very much for being.
Well, you are the
Merry
voice.
Merry Christmas,
of the,
Happy New Year.
You're the voice of the South.
I couldn't talk fast
if I tried to.
It takes practice. It takes a little practice. Brother Rufus. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. God love you, man.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful place to be in
PTF.
Is it PTF?
It's PTF. Nelson, I love you too.
I love you guys, and thank you for letting me be part of this family. And you know what I have to say? Go Pack.
Okay. They've got a, well, the basketball or the football or anything
else.
They
play the 28th when Carolina...